Illini podcast number three, which is really number two. We're halfway through practice. They're taking a water break. So here are some instant thoughts from a very, very hot Rantoul. It's got to be 105, 18, 108 heat index or something. It's crazy out here. They're in pads and shorts. They're not in full uniform. And they're not doing as much hitting as last night. They're doing more kind of 11-on-11 walkthrough. Instant impressions. I watched the wide receivers for a while. Steve Hall continues to really impress me. I think, I think he can be our third receiver if he wants to be. Seems to know the routes. I think he's an outside receiver. He's not an inside possession guy. I know everybody wants him to be Wes Welker or something. But he's got some speed. He's got some fluidity in and out of his cuts. I guess the biggest impression at camp, at Rantoul this year, the biggest difference is the noise. And I think I mentioned that in a post on the other night. But it's really, really loud. Like chatter and coaches and intensity. It's loud. Like they're running these 11-on-11 drills and they'll run a play. And afterwards, I swear, there's 10 coaches screaming at somebody. Like, intensity, keep it up. I don't want to see this. Go sit on the side if you're not going to play hard. You know, it's a lot different. It's just, you know, it's not drill sergeant-like. It's not like, you know, formal yelling or lining them up or you know. It's just this constant flurry of sound. You know, I thought about taping a little of it, but I don't want anything to get out that would be, you know, a coaching signal or some type of defensive signal or something like that. But it's really I don't know, impressive. My friend Seth is here today. We're hanging out along the fence row watching, and he's loving life because he's been here the last couple years and knows that it was a little more laid back and a little more buddy-buddy. Not that it wasn't intense at times. I saw a lot of intensity last summer, especially with the wide receivers and such. But this year, it's really, really loud. Petrino is very, very fiery. I thought Koning would be more fiery than Petrino, but really, it's the other way around. Petrino is on them. He is, you know, he's telling the wide receivers that he'll start all four freshmen. He doesn't care. He wants it done right. He wants every route run correctly. He wants every dig down with your feet to be proper. So it's good to see. I don't know, you know, again, what will we see this fall on the field? Who knows? But that's the biggest impression. Also, I sent a tweet a little bit ago that Shieldhouse threw a perfect 40-45 yard fly pattern to Jenkins in 11-on-11. Wilson was right with him, and he hit him perfectly in stride right over Wilson. Really impressive. Offense was fired up. Shieldhouse was fired up. I was fired up. Seth was fired up. And then, as they went on the 11-on-11, Shieldhouse airmailed three guys. Once Steve Hall, once Jack Ramsey, once maybe Eddie McGee. But just ball slipped out of his hand and he threw it 10 yards over his head. So, you know, the kid's got a lot to learn. He's got a lot to do, but, you know, we shall see how his progression develops. It looks like they're going to some 7-on-7 now. I just saw Aaron Gress pick off a pass from, Chandler Whitmer. So I'm going to shut this one down and probably do another instant one right after practice. So thanks for listening and look for another one this afternoon.